This is episode 2030 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, I'm curious about what you'll say about this. Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
She says Keith Urban's reaction to her sex scene is that he understands.
Wait a minute. What does he understand? Do people want to have sex with his wife? Or he understands the job? Or what?
Well, this
what
week,
exactly does he understand? What do you understand, Keith?
Nicole,
she's Nicole Kidman. Good Lord, man. Good Lord. I would be like at the door of every taping or filming and watching. No, there'll be none of that going on there. You keep that thing put away. This is just
get a stand-in.
Just for the camera.
Nicole,
that's
come
it.
Stand by me.
None of that, you know what I mean.
Well, this week
you know
she,
what
opened,
I mean.
She opened up her about how her romantic scenes affect Keith.
But it doesn't sound
I mean.
Like it affects him.
Well, she says...
Because she said he understands. Like,
she says, my husband's an artist, so he understands all of it.
Oh, come on.
And he also does not get involved, she
bunch
said.
Bunch of crap. My husband's an artist. He's a guitar player.
He's
a singer.
Probably secretly watching.
Well, see, there's that.
You
don't even
be.
Get me started on that.
You would
this
be.
This is a family program. We're not talking about that. He's watching her run through her lines. That's what you meant, right?
Well, so he sees
part.
The show, right. Yes.
Rehearsing. He likes
runs
to secretly
her through her
watch,
sex scene lines.
Watch her rehearse. Oh, sex. Oh, man. Ooh, it's getting hot in here all of a sudden.
So he sees the show at the very end when it's a show, all edited together, and he's fresh eyes. He doesn't read any script. He really doesn't know what's going on the set.
He doesn't know what's going on.
I think it'd be easier just to watch it being filmed so you know it's like, oh, this is not real.
I mean, this is the thing. Now, remember when Dakota Johnson was in 50 Shades, right?
Yes.
And she told her mom, you can't watch this.
Right.
Remember? It's like, and I would think that if you're Nicole Kidman, you'd be going to Keith, no, you can't watch this.
No.
Because I'm doing some guy. You know?
I don't think that would work well.
And I know it looks like I'm having more fun than I do when we're together, but it's an act. Honey, it's an act, I promise. It's just an act.
Not meaning that I act when I'm with you. It just means I'm acting.
Well,
I'm
that
being,
opens a whole other can of worms about women acting and in general. But enough about that.
All right, besides that.
I saw When Harry Met Sally.
So she also said, besides that, he's got his own career that he's completely absorbed. And she says, with a laugh, that Keith doesn't know much about what she's really doing.
Oh, really? Or does he just not, doesn't pay attention to what she's really doing?
That just sounds horrible.
Doesn't it?
I mean, he's Keith F. and Urban.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
she's
Nicole
F.
and
Kidman. Yeah.
Hey, yay. What about these two?
They seem to be doing well.
Well, maybe this is why.
So good on them.
Maybe they don't care about, you know. That part.
Maybe he just doesn't want to look at that too much because it might bother him.
That would drive me crazy.
Right?
That would drive me crazy.
It would drive you crazy.
Yeah,
I
if
think.
My if my wife was, you know, sleeping around on in the movies, she's always sleeping with somebody in the movie she's in. I can't remember a movie where she wasn't like, you know, or
you're
TV
Nicole
show.
Kidman?
Yeah, yeah.
Sound like you're talking about your wife.
No. My wife's not in the movies. I said, what's it? It's got nothing to do with it. Talking about Nicole Kidman.
Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty rich guy.
Yeah, he is. Matter of fact.
Now, he made a promise to his mama.
Uh-huh.
His mama's name is Connie.
Yeah.
Connie is Quentin Tarantino's mama.
Uh-huh.
Years ago, when Quentin Tarantino was a little Quentin.
A little Quentin. Tiny Tim.
He was a
tiny Quentin.
Well, he was bigger than a tiny Quentin. He was just a, well, he was a bigger Quentin, but yet still a child, okay?
Okay, he was a child.
All right, now maybe this all started when he was a tiny Quentin. Could have been.
Anyway.
A tiny Tarantino.
A tiny Tarantino. There you go.
Okay.
That so, fits.
Anywho,
mm-hmm.
So when Mama Connie,
mm-hmm.
You know, she had a little boy, you think, oh, he did. No, none of that.
No, none of that.
She belittled his love of
what?
Screenwriting.
What?
Yes.
Mama, are you kidding me?
So he made a promise to his mother, Connie, years ago when he was a child, little Tarantino, after she belittled his love of screenwriting, that he'd never give her a cent of his fortune. Flash forward, or fast forward.
I know where this is going.
All these years later.
I know where this is going. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He hasn't given her a dime, has he? One penny.
Well,
Tony!
Quentin, he's pretty much kept his promise.
Yeah.
And Quentin said, she was bitching at me about some writing screenplays. And then in the middle of her little tirade, she said, oh, by the way, this little writing career with the little finger quotes and everything, this little writing career that you're doing, that blank is over. Well,
was he like a young teenager, junior high, I think? I think he was in junior high. I heard the story.
Yeah. So, now, seeing Quentin as we know him today.
Well, yes, of course.
I can see this happening.
Uh-huh.
He decided that he'd never share any rewards with his mom, saying to himself, there will be no house for you.
No house.
There's no vacation house for you. No Elvis Cadillac for mommy. You get nothing because you said that. Now, he did say he helped her out with a jam with the IRS, but no house and no Elvis Cadillac.
Yeah, he probably couldn't live with himself if he let mommy go to jail for, you know, tax evasion. So I'm pretty sure that, oh my God, but that's great. Can you imagine though, here's the deal with parents. And this, I know you're big on this. And I kind of am too, but you're way more vocal about this than me. Do not kill your kids' dreams.
Do not.
Because had Quentin Tarantino been absolutely deflated and devastated over that, imagine what we would have missed out on.
Well, yeah.
I mean, seriously, what he's done in terms of the entertainment and the arts. And
don't
some people might
music.
Go like, oh, come on, it's Quentin Tarantino. But I say this to you. I say this unto you. Kill Bill. Volume 1 and Volume 2. The best damn movies ever made. Yeah.
Yes.
You know who he hasn't directed yet is Halle Berry. Halle Berry, by the way, is on the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Is she now?
She's got a Netflix project.
Does she now?
Looking mighty fine on that cover.
What kind of project?
It's a film. It's a Netflix film.
You just look at the pictures.
I never read the articles. For who cares tomorrow? Still
just read the headline, looked at the pictures.
Have a great day, Aunt.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.